Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The US envoy to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says Washington is watching Israel's actions in northern Gaza to ensure it's not pursuing a policy of starvation there. The accusation follows widespread claims that Israel's military is preventing aid getting through. From Jerusalem, here's Wira Davis.
Well, in the last 3 days, there's been a significant but small increase in the amount of aid getting into northern Gaza, perhaps as a response to that very strongly worded letter from the American Secretary of State and the American Defense Secretary outlining the fact that Israel's military offensive in Gaza was having unacceptable humanitarian consequences. So about 50 trucks have gone in through the Erez crossing in northern Gaza to the north, to the Jabalia area. It's still way short of the 500 trucks or so a day needed.
Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati has accused Israel of deliberately targeting local officials in airstrikes now known to have killed 16 people in the Lebanese city of Nabatea. The city's mayor was among those killed. A former singer with the British band One Direction, Liam Payne, has died in Argentina. The 31-year-old was found dead in Buenos Aires. The police say he fell from a hotel's third floor. Liam Payne rose to fame from a young age. Here's our South America correspondent, Ione Wells.
He first auditioned for The X Factor in 2008 when he was just 14 years old. He came back again in 2010, that time aged 16. And it was there where, despite being eliminated as a solo artist, he was joined with other contestants, Niall Horan, Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik, to form One Direction, going on to be one of the biggest boy bands in the world, one of the most successful groups known internationally. And I think it is safe to say that he will not just have huge fans, of course, back in the UK mourning this news, but also a huge fan base here in South America as well.
A judge in New York has sentenced Mexico's former public security minister, General Garcia Luna, to more than 38 years in prison for taking bribes from one of the country's biggest drug cartels. He was found guilty last year of accepting millions of dollars from the Sinaloa cartel. Will Grant reports.
Appearing in a dark suit and tie, Genaro Garcia Luna, the highest-ranking Mexican official ever to be convicted in the United States, remained impassive as his sentence was handed down in a New York courtroom. A small group of demonstrators outside the courthouse greeted the news with jubilation. The decision marks the final chapter in the story of the most spectacular fall from grace in modern Mexico. Mr. Garcia Luna has always maintained his innocence, saying he was a loyal public servant who is the subject of a plot being carried out by the convicted criminals who testified against him.
World News from the BBC. The United States has announced a new $425 million security assistance package for Ukraine. It follows a phone call between President Biden and Vladimir Zelensky, though the two men will not meet during Mr. Biden's visit to Europe, which begins on Thursday. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has called India's alleged involvement in the murder of the Sikh separatist and Canadian national Hardeep Singh Nujja in Canada a horrific mistake. Mr. Trudeau was speaking at an inquiry into foreign interference. Delhi strongly denies accusations of involvement in violence towards Canadians. Rebecca Hartman reports.
Prime Minister Trudeau accused the Indian government of enabling and in some cases directing violence against Canadian citizens. Mr. Trudeau criticised the Indian government's response to the investigation into Hardeep Singh Nujjar's murder, who was shot and killed in Vancouver in June 2023. The row between the two countries escalated earlier this week when Canada expelled six Indian diplomats, saying they had ample, clear and concrete evidence identifying them as persons of interest in the investigation into the murder.
Italian senators have approved legislation that extends a ban on surrogacy to couples who seek it abroad, making them liable for prosecution on their return home. The bill was driven through by the far-right Brothers of Italy party of Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who was elected on a manifesto of nationalism and traditional family values. A new study has found that an invasive species of snake native to warmer parts of Europe has been discovered in at least three regions in Britain. Aesculapian snakes, which can grow up to 2 metres long, are thriving in colder climates by seeking warmth in inhabited buildings and compost heaps. They use the structure for shelter and egg laying. BBC News.